Anyway, what can be more repugnant than those perfumed magazine ads that we are subjected to? I'm sure one of the signs of a deteriorating culture. So there aren't enough poems written against things like that. So this is one. Hello, how are you? Danielle, it's good to see you. What a surprise. So this poem is called Summons. Suppose I can convince myself this world is my home only by claiming it could never be, and then assuming we all share that feeling, a bond that anchors us each to the planet, even those hired to populate this photo, spread across pages 24 and 25, a beach party, the magazine scented, because what else should summon us to delusion but perfume, drifting up from the tanned and fiercely healthy faces, a massaged glow in precise attunement to the means implied by the Queen Anne porch and gables, women in summer evening dresses, barefoot, heels tossed in clumps of eelgrass, lightly wavering stalks, and two men in tuxes about to heap driftwood atop a bonfire, while a third lugs the straw hamper of food and wines, the model's laughter unheard but booming out over dunes and waves, joyful, efflorescent laughing, easy to envy, and hidden inside their shouts, another shot of them later, clothes stripped off, drunken, running down the beach into a warm, plankton-lit surf, since these are the seas out of which we once evolved, crawling and skittering over one another's backs. Oh, I have to stop being a Puritan. Another impossibility.